Esther chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. Let's read. Now it came about on the third day that Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the king's palace in front of the king's rooms. And the king was sitting on his royal throne in the throne room, opposite the entrance to the palace. When the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, she obtained favor in his sight. And the king extended to Esther the golden scepter, which was in his hands. So Esther came near and touched the top of the scepter. Then the king said to her, "What is troubling you, Queen Esther? And what is your request? Even to half of the kingdom it shall be given you." Esther said, "If it pleases the king, may the king and Haman come this day to the banquet that I have prepared for him." Then the king said, "Bring Haman quickly, that we may do as Esther desires." So the king and Haman came to the banquet which Esther had prepared. As they drank their wine at the banquet, the king said to Esther, "What is your petition? For it shall be granted to you. And what is your request? Even to half of the kingdom it shall be done." So Esther replied, "My petition and my request is, if I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it pleases the king to grant my petition and do what I request, may the king and Haman come to the banquet which I will prepare for them, and tomorrow I will do as the king says." All right, we will stop there.
All right.
All right. I want to talk about on this first day, or first Sunday of this new year, I want to talk about Esther's follow through. Right. Esther's follow through. All right, let me start. Cloud is going to hit. And Ronnie, you want help?
I ain't gonna hang on my.
All right, I need y'all to go from side to side with this rope. I ain't gonna demonstrate what's gonna happen. In the tick later on. All right, there you go. Side from wall to wall. Hold it against that wall. Good job, guys. Now, as they hold this rope wall to wall, I need everybody here to use your imagination that this rope is not only going from wall to wall, but beyond these walls. Amen. If we had a helicopter, you could follow it. We want to go beyond these walls. Continue until it gets into the atmosphere where planes fly, bird flock. But then keep in mind that it goes beyond the atmosphere. This will go beyond the atmosphere into what we call space, with stars and the moon and the sun. And this rope goes even further than that, beyond the universe, to that place where God is. This Paul called the third heaven. And it goes in contingent, and this rope has no end. Use your imagination, take a whole lot of imagination. Now, come down. I'm gonna make a woman. Now remember, this going on. This thing goes on all the way up. It goes on forever. It has no end. And I want to tell you that this mark that I made on it is us. It's me and it's you. We're all marked. When you compare the eternity and time, we always a little more. The problem is, my brothers and sisters, we're that small compared to eternity. The thing about it is, we make all our decisions, all of our thinking, all of our work, everything we do with our lives, sometimes stays in this little more. It has no eternal impact. It's only a little more. We don't often make decisions that have eternal value. It's all about, can I be comfortable in this little more, this little 60, or 70, or 80, or 90 years I live on earth. In life, God is calling you this morning, the first Sunday of 2020, to make your life more than a little more. He's saying, will you come with me? Will you align your agenda with mine and do something that just won't last this little more, but it'll go on and on and on to eternity? He's calling you to do something more than you've been doing. It's more than having a nice house. It's more than having a great truck. It's more than anything you can do. You can make decisions and invest your life. Like the song was saying, you can give your life to something this morning that will last beyond your life.
Yes.
Yes, last through eternity. Now, have you been living for this little boy? Or have you been living for it? My challenge to you is to live for something bigger than this little mark.
Yeah.
God wants you to be something more than a little mark in time. God is so much more. Thank you, God. That's where I wrap that up for me. I want you to have that in your mind. Because if you were here last time, you shared from Esther. Esther made a decision in chapter 4, and that decision that Esther made was she wanted to have an impact that went way further than life. That's why Esther was willing to say, I'm going into the kingdom, and if I perish, I perish. Because you know, hey, I don't want this little one. I want the whole
thing.
Now listen to it. If we listen to that, and every time I hear that, what does it say? If I perish, I perish. Because those powerful words.
Yes,
sir. He said, I'm willing to give my life for it if it takes that. But listen here. It's not in the speech you do. It's in the follow-through.
Mm-hmm.
I
hope somebody catch that this morning.
Yeah.
It's not in the speech you do. It's in the follow through. Uh-huh. It's not in the song you do, the prayer you pray. It's in the follow through. Not in the promise you make. It's in the follow through. It's in the you just kept getting it. Name it, buddy. Name it. I love that. Yeah, let me see where it's going to be. I need Gabrielle. I need Gabrielle too. And I need. Anybody that play baseball? You play baseball, Mom? Can you bat? I need you. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Anybody? Football? Anybody do football? All right, Sean, do football. All right. Tennis? I ain't got no tennis for that. Oh, sit there, come on out there. I ain't got no tennis for that. All right. I got a little bit of everybody. All right, we got football, basketball, tennis, baseball. Golf. That's why I got to do for golf. All right, yeah, we got them all. Now, all right, we will start out with Dan. Dan's gonna show us a golf swing. All right, Dan, let's. I know I should call you Brandon Cook.
Yeah.
You got the glove in your hand. All right, now demonstrate the golf swing for us.
Uh-oh.
Good. Yeah. All right, y'all see that? Uh-huh. And then know the follow through. If you don't have a follow through, you gotta have. The follow-up. Come on. Baseball.
All right,
follow. Follow through. You know the law is for the law. See, it's always a follow. Gabrielle. Basketball. Follow through. All right. All right. To the center. Jimmy. Follow through. All right. Shove. Pass. Follow through. All right. Amen. You was better than praise me. All right. But you see, all these. Y'all see, now I want to tell you, if any of these things that they did didn't have a follow through, it's going to impact the game. If you ain't got a good follow through, y'all, you won't have issues. You're not gonna be a winner. If you don't have a good follow through in baseball, you ain't gonna get a home run. Basketball, you ain't missing your shot. Tennis, you ain't gonna be a good tennis player. You can get a whole lot of interceptions if you don't have no follow through. Just like in sports, thank y'all. Just like in sports, follow through is important. Follow through is important in every facet of life. It's not the speech you do. Because a whole lot of them do speech.
Yeah.
But it's your. Whole lot of them can make promises. But it's your follow through.
Yes.
Esther said, I'm going to the king. If I perish, I perish. But what I want to tell you, if Esther would not have had follow through, she would still been the little dot on the road.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Man.
It's the follow through is where you get your significance. Uh-huh. It's in your follow through. I like what James says. James 1:22. But be doers of the word and not hear only, deceiving yourself. Because you know, a lot of times we'll hear the word of God and know, I've done it, you've done it too. Amen. You'll be able to serve, you hear a good word. Wow, yeah, I do need to work on it. I do need to stop that. I do need to do this more. I do need to develop that habit. I do need to stop that habit. That's something I need to do. And you get excited. You say, but it's not your amen that's going to get it done. It's your follow through. You got that. Follow through. It's not just what you receive, but how you respond to what you receive. Don't just clap for it and don't conform to it. Don't praise God for it and then don't perform it. You gotta have followers. And I'm glad that Esther did not stop and just say, if I perish, I perish, and then went home and sit down. But in chapter 5, we see Esther's follow through from chapter 4. Some of you have already said it. When the new year starts, you've already made your resolution. You know, I'm sorry going to Sunday school this year.
Okay. All right.
So, what about some? Some of you that were there, watch me. I'm studying the Word of God. Like Pastor talking about, I'm studying the Word of God. Amen. But it's good to say that, to make that promise to yourself. And to God, but it's nothing unless you follow through with it. It's all about follow through. Life is about follow through. Mm-hmm. You gotta stick with it. Wow. You gotta quit. You gotta quit. I wish somebody would have told me that a long time ago. Yeah. Tim, quit. Because I quit so much stuff. And you'll never get nowhere if you always quit. Sometimes, because you don't really quit when a thing is hard. Mm-hmm.
Well, sure.
And we won't get it in. So sometimes a thing is hard and rough. You got to stick with it. If you want to make and have an eternal impact, you got to quit. And realize it's not what you say in the speech. It's not the speech you do. It's your what? Follow through on your commitments. Even in marriage, the vows you made, it's not the speech you do. You can have pretty words, you know, we get pretty words. I'm going to love you forevermore, you know. I love going to be like the rainbow, all the sheep colors. It's going to never stop. And at the end, it's going to be true. But it's not what you say you're going to do. If you don't follow, those of you that are in college, sometimes in college, you gonna feel like quit. Trade school, you gonna feel like quit. I'm just gonna put up throwing the tie. I know, but they not ready. I would quit to quit. When it came to the point, we had to say, all night, I just knew one night. Well, we had to stay all night like 5 or 10. Oh, no. I think I'm taking this course over again next year. I'm just going to drop and take it again next year. You got to stick with it when things get rough. When things get hard. College students say, Because the enemy's always going to whistle, quit. Quit, Charlie. But you don't want to make a habit of quitting.
Sure.
Don't even quit little things. Because if you quit little things, it become a habit and you'll quit big things. Stop quitting jobs. I mean, sometimes if it's some job you think God won't do, require you to corrupt stuff, like we said. But don't just quit because it's hard.
Right.
Because it's hard work and you tired and the muscle hurt a little bit when you go home, your back got a little back pain. If being tired and hurting a little bit was a good reason to leave a job, our parents would have left that job alone. If that was good reason to leave, a whole lot of single parents would have left that job a long time ago. I know my mom would. She should have. If that was the reason, she should have stood out on the bus stop in the cold and freezing weather, catching the bus, going to work, coming back on the bus stop in the rain.
Yes, amen.
She didn't quit. Follow through. Sometimes you got to follow through for your kids.
Yes, amen.
Especially the man. You got to follow through. Cause, I mean, I don't know if God even might have anything, but I had little brothers and little sisters. Lord, I want to quit. People be calling you all crazy, wild, calling you all kinds of names. But then you remember, I got little sisters. I got little brothers. Mom, little bitch. I can't quit this job.
Amen.
I got to stick in there. I got to follow. Thank God for parents that followed through. Thank God for single moms that followed through and did not give up.
Amen.
Because a lot of times, if we didn't have open the Father, we wouldn't be here today, but somebody followed through.
Amen.
They didn't give up. They was in the field. Some of you grew up, your parents picking cotton.
Yes, sir.
But y'all done told me about it.
Yes, sir.
But you know why they kept going out there and you talking to like there was nothing and nobody? Because of you, they had you feed, they had you take care of, they had you put a shelter over your head.
Man.
So they went on through and they followed through. Followed through.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So hopefully they commitment. Some of y'all done followed through. I know some of you used to smoke, but you decided one day,
I'm not going to smoke, I'm going to follow through.
Some of you got that have struggles with addiction. You said, I'm tired of being addicted to that thing. And you started going to meetings, and you followed through, and you got people to help you around you, to help you follow through, and they carry you to follow through, and you ain't went back because you kept following. You didn't just say it.
Yes,
but you made it because you followed through.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's see what else to do. Yes, now go back. Go back to chapter 4. Read the last part of chapter 4. 15. Then Esther told them to reply. Tell Mordecai. Tell Ma. Cousin Mordecai, the 16th. Go see all the Jews who were found in Susa and fast for them. You need to, when you're trying to follow through, you need to folk praying for you.
Amen.
Fasting for you on your side.
Yeah, it's true.
Get all the believers together and have them praying for me. Don't eat, don't drink, do the head of night. I and my baby, me and my homegirl, we gonna be fasting. The same way. And thus I'm going into the king, which is not according to law. I'm gonna go into the king. I'm not supposed to go to the king unless he calls for me. Even though I'm the queen, but unless the king calls for me, it's against the law. And if I go in and he doesn't raise the golden scepter, then it's death sentence. But I'm going, she said, I'm going in, and if I perish, I perish. Jesus said a good speech. Good speech, yes. Good speech. A lot of times, the reason why we don't follow through is because after we see our good speech, wait a minute. We start thinking about how much it's going to cost.
Amen. You sure?
Second point, following through may cost you. Mm-hmm. We said, oh, man. She got the well. If I go in the well, if you don't rain, that scepter, it could cost me my life. It's easy to say if I perish. I perish. But I could lose my life. I could not be on earth this next day. The reason why sometimes we don't follow through is because we're not willing to pay the cost. When we count the cost, we say, count us out. You ever count the cost? God has told you to do something, spoke you, can get your dream, get your vision. Put it on your heart to do something, then you say, you know, okay, God, you in the church was good, quiet, sound good. Everybody was praising good in the spirit. And God spoke to you in the church. Oh, yeah, God, I knew you will. Oh, yes? God, yes. And then when you counted the cost, wow, it is. He liked me to dress up. Because I remember even when he called in Vashti, I heard about, he told Vashti to put on her crown. He likes it when you look all regal and raw. So she done went on, got, she done went on, got herself out of purple robe and a crown. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, you got to know what raises himself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. I wish I had him. I wish I had him.
Come on. Come on.
And here she goes. She got her stuff in line. And he's saying, she's not in, she's coming for it though. He sees her out in the garden. In like the garden. She's looking like I'm looking through this glass. And he sees her going, coming toward the throne room. She's not in line of court.
Yes, sir.
And he's already raising the scepter.
All right.
Come on in. Come on in. I won't. I ain't gonna go too far, but I wish it in your past.
Whatever you want.
Yes, sir.
Just tell me what you want.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, all the arenas. You know, that kind of sound like, that kind of sound like God. Because even though we don't deserve it,
yes, sir.
When we go to Him and pray, He raises the golden scepter. Yes. That's grace. Yes. And He listens to our prayer and says, "Whatever you ask,
yes, sir.
According to my name." What do you want? And Esther had thought this thing out. She said, "I want you and Haman. Get Haman, yeah. I want you and Haman to come down. We have a little banquet, a little picnic. Come on." So he goes, "Listen, I like the king. King, hey, y'all go get Haman. Hurry up. Go get to Haman because the queen, you see how quickly he responded." I don't always respond that quick, you know, especially if it's game on. But but he saw what the queen asked for, and he was, "Get him on, we got to get because the queen wants to be. She got a little something fixed for us. You got a little dinner thing going on. And guess who's coming to dinner? Hey."
Yeah.
She showed up. Because she was willing to pay the price. She showed up. I've been glad he raised his scepter. Mm-hmm. And she comes in his head. And then he gets to the baby. And he goes, "All right, what you want to have?" And she said, "You know, listen. I would tell you, but listen, tell you what. Let's do the same thing then. And I go ahead and tell you what I want." She said, "All right, you know, whatever you want up to have, you got it, queen."
Yeah.
She followed. Let me just end this thing. I told you, it's not the speech you do, it's the follow through.
Yes, sir.
I told you, secondly, following through may cost you. Thirdly and lastly, I want to tell you, you got to follow through for your breakthrough.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
If you've been wanting a breakthrough, if you wouldn't want God to move on your behalf, the way you get God to move on your hand is you follow through what God asks you to do.
Yeah.
It's all through the word of God. That's why the king raised the scepter, because Esther was following through what God had appointed her to do. Listen here. There are two words for time in Greek. One word is chronos. When we get our word chronology, which means time, like when you say, "What time is it? Is it Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday?" Or when you say, "What time is it? 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock? What time is it?" That's chronology. But there's another word, kairos. Kairos is the kind of time we talk about when we say, "For such a time as this." Kairos means opportunity. This is your opportunity to do something that's going to last eternally. God has a kairos moment. Don't miss your moment. The reason why so many of us miss our kairos moment is because when God called us to that kairos moment where we have impact for eternity, we count the cause that count me out.
Glory, glory, glory.
You're going to cause me too much. So you just satisfied being a little spot. I want more than that. I want more than that for all of you. Don't satisfy us. God, when you come to me and show me the kairos moments, because it may not be one moment in your life. As a believer, it can be moment after moment after moment. It can be your life. You got an opportunity with your life as a believer to do something that's going to impact eternity.
Yes, sir.
If you use your moment right. me miss a moment. Lord, don't let me miss a moment.
Glory.
I'm so glad that God is so good that I think there's been times in my life when I miss my moment, but it gave me another chance. Say, God, you could just give up on me because I counted the cost, they count me out. I didn't want to follow through, but rather than count me out, you gave me the opportunity. You gave me the chance.
Glory, glory.
Now I can have the eternal impact. Because I know when I get to heaven, I see other folks in heaven. Men that I had, that was able to teach a lesson to, or preach to, or encourage to us, they will say, I just thank you for the Bible lesson. Thank you for the sermon. Thank you for the word of encouragement. They ain't not going to be there coming, Pastor, you sure had a nice house. Pastor, I like the suit you wear. That's not going to be important in eternity. One life will soon be passed. Only what you do for Christ will last.
Yes.
Make it count.
Yes.
You got one shot. It's like you're the end of the game. You got one shot. You got to make that shot count.
Yes.
If you're going to make it count, follow through. You got back in the last battle of the day. You got to get the people in. You got to home run the bases of fools. If you're going to bring them home, you got to follow through. You got to follow through. You got to do what you said you're going to do. It's not going to be easy, but you can have impact. All of us here. Have impact. You don't have to be a pastor to make impact. You don't have to be a deacon to have impact. Because there's some people you can impact that I can't. There's some people you can impact that the deacon can't. There's some people you can impact that the choir can't. Because they knew you before you came in contact. They knew you before you came in contact with God. They knew your BC.
Amen.
And now they see you after you came in contract with them.
Yeah.
They see you now and they say, wow. They say, got to be something now.
Right.
You can have an impact on one person. You can have an impact that I can have. For God's calling you. Is He calling you this morning? He said, hey, you done wasted a whole lot of years. Now we're starting out 2020. I want to call you to be more than just a little spot. I want to call you to do something great. In order to do something great, you just can't make a speech. You just can't say a prayer. You just can't make a promise. You just can't say amen. You just can't clap your hands. You gotta follow.
Gotta
follow through. Follow through. You gotta really follow through. Because I want to tell you, as I close, the breakthrough is in the Father's hand.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had a witness here. I want to tell you, it's always, if you watch God, the breakthrough is always in the Father. I'm looking at Luke. I was looking at Luke 17, where they had the lepers. Had 10 lepers.
Yeah.
You know, they were down because the lepers couldn't be the rest of the population. They were down by themselves with 10 lepers. And Jesus came. Because Jesus went where nobody else was with. He went where nobody else was going. And Jesus came to the 10 lepers and said, all right, I'll tell you what you want to do. I want you to go show yourself to the priest.
Right.
Go show yourself to. Now they said, go show yourself to the priest. The priest is the one that told us to come out here. But Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest.
Yeah.
And they went and followed Jesus' advice. And the team went and showed, and on their way, they got healed. Oh, well. The breakthrough. Y'all hear me? The breakthrough came through. The follow through. Look at the little girl. Naaman had lepers. Naaman was a leper. she said, hey, I know somebody. I know the prophet. Yeah. If you go to him, he can fix your leprosy. He can clean.
Yeah.
And they said, what? Let me go get clean. And they even went to Elijah. Say, hey, listen, I'm going. And Elijah didn't even come out the house. He said, go out there. I'm kind of busy right now. I'm on the phone. Go out there and tell your name. You know, name of the big shot. Name is out. Hey, everybody, I'm coming to me. I'm the captain of the army. They all come out to me. I'm somebody. He didn't even stop. Go out there and tell him. Go get seven times in a money dog. And your name said, what? They got that muddy out. They got better rivers in the night. He want me to go out to the muddy yard and deal seven times. I ain't gonna go one. I ain't gonna go out to the muddy yard. I'll just go ahead and keep my leg. But then one of his servants.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. If he would have told you to do something great, would you have did? Won't you go ahead and get the mud jar? Okay. Naaman went down in that mud jar. He did one time, went down two times, and three times, and four times, and five times, and six times, and he still had leprosy. But I want to tell you, you got to follow through.
Yeah.
Somebody here will stop on six.
Yeah.
Don't stop on six, because it's on seven where the breakthrough comes. You got to follow through. One time, two times, three times, four times, five times, six, seven times. Whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, God.
No more leprosy. Clean. Why? The breakthrough came through. I wish somebody realized that your breakthrough comes through your follow through. The reason why you ain't got the breakthrough is because you don't have to follow through.
Yes, sir. Glory.
Joshua can tell you.
Joshua.
How are we going to break through these walls of Jericho? Well, I'll tell you what you're going to do. We're going to walk around the wall seven times on the seventh day. On the seventh day, we're going to go around seven times. Now, somebody said, what kind of sin do that make? We never walk. We didn't have a march. But the breakthrough is on the Father. And they walk around one day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days. On the seventh, they all got to walk around seven times. And they walked around one time, two times, three times, four times, six times, six times, seven times. And they shout. Woo! I wish I had a witness in here somewhere. They walked it, and I think when they hit that seventh time, it got so good to them. They said, God, the seventh time. When they hit that seventh time, even before the crack came, they said, hey, they shout. Sometimes you got to shout before the breakthrough comes through. We done did all God coming, so it's coming. The breakthrough is coming. It's coming. It's coming. We don't have to wait till the battle is over. We can shout now. But they had to follow through. You get your breakthrough.
Yeah.
Oh, people just learn that. Just do what he say do. You'll get your breakthrough. If you just follow through. Don't give up. God, I've been praying for this for so long.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
How you following through though? Are you doing what I asked you to do in your life?
Jesus.
Are you living your life according to my will? Or to pure follow-through? It's a secret to getting your breakthrough. Oh, God. I'm glad that my Lord Jesus wasn't like us. Jesus was all about follow-through. Can I get with me?
Amen.
You know Jesus was about follow-through.
Oh, yeah.
I already told you early this morning what he did for us. He was about follow through, but he came in a wrapped and swaddling cloth. I already knew he was going to be the sacrificial lamb. God had promised it throughout eternity. And it took him out that evening, amen. Now people deliberately tried all night long. And it took him out and it crucified Friday. Amen. And he lied on shot tied for his clothes, stripped and naked. And he couldn't. They said, won't you come down? On the cross and yourself. When he said, no, I got to follow through. If Jesus had to follow through, we got to follow through. They nailed his hand, nailed his feet, and he could have called for a legion of angels, but he said, I got to follow through. Amen. The thieves on the wall turned to him. Amen. He said, Lord, remember me when you come to your kingdom. He said, I'm going to get to that, but right now, I got to follow through.
Yeah.
They thought everything they could to get him to come off the cross in pain, excruciating pain. He hung there on Calvary's cross from the 6th to the 9th hour. Because he was doing what? He was following through on what God had told him to do. He had already been in the garden. He had said, God, well, not my will, but your will be done. But he didn't want just a speech. He wanted just a prayer. He said, now I got to follow through. And he hung there until he died.
Yeah.
You know, right before I put down what he said? It's finished. I'd have paid the price for mankind's sin. He follows through until the end. See, he's the author. The Bible says he's the author and the finisher. He started up and he finished it off. He that has begun a good work in you, he's going to complete it on the day of redemption. God never starts anything that he doesn't finish. He's the God of the follow through.
Yeah.
God don't cry. Buried and fried and stayed in the grave all Saturday and Saturday night. But every Sunday morning, he followed through. And every Sunday morning, he got up with all power in heaven in his hand. If you'll follow through, you can experience a breakthrough. It's not a speech. Not a prayer, not a promise. None of that. But if we got one shot, God, you told me I got that moment. I got that Kairos moment. I can make impact for eternity. Esther, who knows if you weren't put there, put in the position for such a time. Esther, this is your Kairos moment.
Yes.
What you gonna do? I'm not worried about us being saved. Because God always follows through and he already said we're gonna make it.
Yeah.
So if salvation don't come from you, it's gonna come from somebody.
Somebody. Right, somebody.
But Esther, I don't want you to miss your Kairos moment. I don't want you to miss that moment that I have designed for you. To impact all eternity. So you're not here by accident this morning. You're here because God wants you to miss your mama.
Okay.
He wants you to miss your mama. It's a team reminder. If they ain't already experienced my call to that moment, it may happen to them this year. Tell them when that moment comes, they got a chance. The impact. Tell him I called something. That's okay. I called something. Tell him be willing to pay the price. Because if they're willing to pay the price, as they follow them, they'll experience their breakthrough. It's for you. It's for you. The old words are for you. A great 2020. Listen, God. God, what you want me to do, God? What you want me to do? I just don't want to. I've been making decisions just for these few years I've been living, man. Making decisions. I just lived 67, got my little retirement. Just been making decisions for here. But I don't want to just have my life contained on these 6 or 7 years. I want to do something, God, that's going to impact the lives of others. I want to do something where people can see you in their in heaven because they see you. Tell me what to do. Tell me what. It may be your moment this morning. So I'm giving you a little time to think about it. Decision gonna come. Don't miss your moment. That resolution might be a good one to follow through. Because if you don't have the resolve, it'll dissolve.